وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. جزاك الله أحسن الجزاء حضرت مولانا for always making dua for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his choicest blessings on you and your family. آمين. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما الحياة الدنيا إلا لعب ولهو ولدار الآخرة خير للذين يتقون. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, tonight we are on the 6th Taraweeh, and the surah that has been recited in the Taraweeh tonight is the 7th para. In the last verse of the 6th para, we are informed that those who are true Christians have a soft spot for the Muslims in their hearts. Now, in the beginning of the 7th para, mention is made of some Christians who, upon hearing the verses of the Quran, could not hold back their tears, which began flowing involuntarily. This verse was revealed regarding the Christians of Habsha, Ethiopia, towards whom the Muslims had migrated. When they heard the beautiful verses of the Quran emerging from the lips of the Muslims, they began crying uncontrollably, so much so that their beards became wet with a deluge of tears. There is so much effect in the speech of Allah. There is such a heart which is free from hatred and enmity, a heart which is filled with fear, hears these verses, then the hairs of one's body will stand up on end and tears will flow from one's eyes. So after mentioning the effect of the speech of Allah on the true Christians and their condition of crying, some Shari'i masail are mentioned. Since Surah Maida is a Madani Surah, in Makki Surahs, generally there is discussion on beliefs. In Madani Surahs, there is normally discussion on matters pertaining to religious injunctions, sometimes briefly and sometimes in detail. So the masail and laws mentioned in this surah are as follows. The choice of stipulating something as halal or haram is exclusive to Allah Ta'ala. Therefore, the Muslims have been commanded that whatever Allah Ta'ala has regarded as halal, they should not regard it as haram, and they should not abstain from its usage. So Islam is a religion of moderation. There is neither excess nor deficiency. Therefore, Islam does not approve of staying away from pure things, regarding this to be a means of taqwa and perfection. On the other hand, Islam does not allow the removal of the distinction between halal and haram, thereby using prohibited items that Allah Ta'ala has regarded as haram without any care. Then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala speaks about yameen al-laghw. There is no worldly retribution for a laghw oath, a futile oath. A laghw oath refers to that oath which a person takes regarding a certain act having taken place or not, and according to his understanding, he is truthful, whereas this act was contrary to his thoughts. However, there will be a kafara for those oaths which a person takes regarding doing or not doing a certain act in future, and then he does not fulfill these oaths. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about gambling and liquor, consumption of liquor. Now, we've seen in the previous paras that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, spoke about liquor. Yus'alunaka anil khamri wal maisir. They ask you regarding liquor and gambling. then there is harm in it and there's some goodness on it. Then another ayat came that do not go near Salat if you're intoxicated. So other than Salat times, you know, if there is no if you're intoxicated, it was still permissible. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explicitly comes down with the command in this noble Quran, in the noble Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, innama al-khamru wal-maysiru wal-ansabu wal-azlamu ritsum min amali shaytan, fajtanibuhu la'allakum tuflihun. So, O people of Iman, verily, khamr and maysir, the two things that are very prevalent today, liquor and gambling, ritsum min amali shaytan, it is filth from the handiworks of shaytan. So, fajtanibuhu, so abstain from it. So alcohol, gambling, idol worship, divination of arrows are all completely haram, impermissible, and acts inspired by shaitan. By means of these actions, shaitan sows the seeds of enmity and hatred in the hearts of the believers and prevents them from the zikr and remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Then also, due to the connection with ihram, Allah Ta'ala has also mentioned the Kaaba and a blessed city. A speciality of the Kaaba is that Allah Ta'ala has declared it and the area around it as haram and sanctified. جَعَلَ اللَّهُ الْكَعْبَةَ الْبَيْتَ الْحَرَامَ قِيَامًا لِلنَّاسِ. Allah Ta'ala has made the Kaaba Sharif, the Bayt al-Haram, a source of stability for man. So one can understand its sanctity and honor from the words of his Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in which he said, you know, وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا, is the Quran Sharif ayat, if you enter the haram, then you are at peace. If I have to see the killer of my father in the haram, then I will not raise my hand against him until he goes out of the boundaries of the haram. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, you know, the time when a person perceives the coming of death. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu shahadatu baynikum idha hadara ahadukum al-maut hina al-wasiyati ithnani dawa adlin minkum ila akhir al-ayah. When a person perceives the coming of death, then he should make a wasiyah, a bequest for those things which can be bequeathed. And two trustworthy men should be made witnesses, so that if any differences appear later on, then judgment can be passed in light of their testimony. Then after mentioning the masail of halal and haram, the scene of Qiyamah is presented. All the messengers will be gathered and asked, when you people conveyed my message to my servants, then what answer were you given? In the questioning and answering of the Anbiya, special mention of Hazrat Masih alayhi salam, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, has been made in great detail. So on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will remind Isa alayhi salam of the favors bestowed upon him. إِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمْ اُذْكُرْ نِعْمَتِي عَلَيْكَ وَعَلَى وَالِدَتِكَ. The recall of Isa ibn Maryam. Allah always mentions ibn Maryam to refute the belief of the people at the time and even now that Isa alayhi salam is the son of God. So they say, Ya Isa ibn Maryam, O Isa the son of Mary, remember the blessings that I bestowed upon you and upon your mother. So from amongst these favors, the story of the Ma'idah. رَبَّنَا أَنزِلْ عَلَيْنَا مَائِدَةً مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. Oh Allah, sent for us a tablecloth from the sky was mentioned. And then when the Hawariyin of Isa al-Islam requested him to supplicate to Allah and send down a Maida, such a tablecloth laden with different types of heavenly foods and drinks, so the tablecloth. Due to this incident, the name of the surah is also called Maida. So what were the bounties? He spoke to people while he was in a cradle, by the permission of Allah, all right? And when you created something by clay and you blew into it, it became a bird that flew bi'izni, by my command. And you cured the blind and the lepers, you know, by my command and my order. And you raised the dead bi'izni, by my command. So Allah enumerates all these bounties, and Allah Ta'ala will ask Isa al-Islam, O Isa, and they say, O Jesus, the people would understand it in that light, son of Mary, did you tell the people that they should take you and your mother as deities besides Allah? وَإِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمْ أَأَنْتُ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخِذُونِي وَأُمِّيَ إِلَهَيْنِ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. Did you tell the people that they should take you and your mother as deities besides Allah? Hazrat Isa alayhi salam will answer, says, you are pure. It was not possible for me to say such a thing for which I had no right. Then he will say that he commanded them to worship one Allah alone. And that if they disobeyed him, then Allah has a choice of either punishing them or forgive them. So Surah Maida ends drawing the scene of the day of Qiyamah and the all-encompassing sovereignty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins in Surah An'am, Alhamdulillahi alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard wa ja'ala az-zulumati wan-nur. And huwa alladhi khalaqakum min tin thumma qadha ajala. In the first verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, praise be to Allah who created the heavens and the earth, and He made darkness and light. So this is a rebuttal and the refutation of the idea of the Big Bang theory that is propagated today, that it was Allah who created the heavens and the earth. And then another verse, the second one, هو الذي خلقكم من طين ثم قضى أجلا. He created you from clay. ثم قضى أجلا. Then He ordained, and decreed how long you're going to be living, etc. So here is a rebuttal of the theory of evolution, that Allah Ta'ala created you from clay. So Allah Subhanahu, this surah comprises approximately 165 verses and 20 rukus. It is a Makki surah. In Makki surahs, generally the three basic tenets of belief are discussed. There is Tawheed, Risalat, and Akhirat. One outstanding speciality of the surah is that in refutation of the wrong beliefs of the mushrikeen, two methods are used. The Taqriri method by addressing them, and the Talqini method by persuasion. So you'll find that both are very, very clear in here. The first method of address, Taqrir, means that Allah Ta'ala presents the proofs of Tawheed, His oneness, His power, and His grandeur, in the form of such accepted principles that such a person whom Allah Ta'ala has bestowed with sound intelligence and an open heart can never deny it. Study the surah. At many places you will find such verses wherein mention is made of the presence of Allah in the heavens and the earth. His power is over servants and His knowledge over apparent, he has knowledge over apparent and hidden things. It is mentioned in such a manner as if the mushrikeen also accept these claims. So these claims are not such proofs that any proofs have to be given to prove them, nor does one have to exert oneself mentally to understand them. Any intelligent person who takes a glance at the universe can understand the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other method is talqeen, persuasion, that Allah ta'ala teaches His unlettered messenger such proofs which His deniers have no answer for, and due to which they become ashamed and they lower their heads. So generally, this method is found in a question and answer form. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks them, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to whom does the heavens and earth belong? It is apparent that in their hearts, the mushrikeen also accept that all belongs to Allah. However, they are unable to proclaim it with their tongues. So therefore, Allah ta'ala says, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you tell them, everything belongs to Allah. Then Allah ta'ala says, ask them whose testimony is the greatest. Then say Allah is a witness between me and you. So both these methods of address and persuasion continue side by side. So Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam's story is also mentioned here. You know, when the people were sinking in shirk and polytheism, then Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, he told his father, وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ لِأَبِيهِ Azar, he told his father Azar, أَتَتَّخِذُ أَصْنَامًا آلِهَا? Do you take idols as your creator? Can you imagine you create idols with your own hands? You fashion them, you design them, you give them the shapes, and yet you worship them? I mean, that's what he's trying to tell his father. إِنِّي أَرَاكَ وَقَوْمَكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. I see you and your people, in manifest error. You're totally on the wrong path. You're gone. So then by way of a demonstrative method of bringing them to Allah, Ibrahim alayhi salam tells them, so maybe when the day was covered by the night, he looks at the stars and he says, well, this must be my Lord. And then falamma afal, when the stars are gone, then he says, this can never be. Something that disappears can never be my God. Then he looks at the moon again. And then he says, that this must be a shining moon. Then when the moon also disappears, he says, how can this be? Then he looks at the bright, you know, shining sun, and he says that this must be my Lord. And then he says, when that also sets, then he says, how can all these things, you know, if my Lord does not guide me, then I will be amongst those who go astray. And so he's explaining to his people, and then وَحَاجَّهُ قَوْمُهُ, you know, so, but before that he just says, no man, you know what, إِنِّي وَجَّهْتُ وَجِيَ لِلَّذِي فَطَرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ, verily I have turned my face to only that being who created the heavens and the earth as a Hanif. Hanif is one who is not inclined towards any deviation, but is inclined only to the straight way, the path that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sanctions. And he says, وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ, and I am not amongst the mushriks. What a beautiful da'wah he had given to the idol worshippers, and he put his very point very, very clear, that إِنِّي وَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِيَ لِلَّذِي, I have turned my face to the ones who created the heavens and the earth. And then also, you know, there's a very, very potent ayat, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَعِبٌ وَلَهُ, that this life of this world is nothing but play and amusement. وَلَلدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ, and the house of the hereafter is the best for those people who have taqwa and piety. Such are the beautiful verses of the Noble Quran. We have just given you a very, very little, but there's so much to understand in this para of the Noble Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the love of the Noble Quran, its understanding, amal on it, and conveying its message. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.